Hi guys, Dr. Mike. Our growth spurt for today comes from Lesson 9 in the course, Breathing Thin Air. And the title of this growth spurt, and of that lesson, of course, is Build Your Bulwark. Bulwark is an excellent word, but it's not a word we hear a lot today. So let me just remind you what a bulwark is. A bulwark is a strong defense, a fortification, a safeguard against attack. Boy, do we need a bulwark in our mind today as we face so many changes and challenges. I'm very often asked by clients, okay, this matter of building a fortress, building a bulwark in my mind, what's the place to start? How do I get started with doing that? And I have a very simple answer for them, and I want to share that with you today. The best way to begin to build your bulwark is to simply ask this question when a thought comes into your mind. Anytime thoughts come into your mind that you notice affect your mood, affect your feelings, affect even further thoughts, and take you down a rabbit hole that's not a positive direction to go, I would encourage you to ask this simple question. This, let me say again, is the way you begin to build your bulwark, to build your fortress, to build your defense of the mind. So here it is. The first thing I would have you do is this. Ask yourself the question, is this true? Is this true? You'll be surprised how many thoughts will enter your mind in a given day, thoughts that affect you in a negative way, that can't pass this simple test. Just recently in session, a client said to me, "Nobody in my family likes me." And so I let her vent a bit about that and get her feelings out about nobody in her family liking her. And I said, "I want to ask you a simple question. I hear what you say. I clearly see how it makes you feel. Please allow me to ask you just a few questions because you've raised something very important here. I mean, if nobody in your family likes you, that's a big deal. We got a big problem. So you're telling me your husband, to whom you have been married for 17 years, doesn't like you. Is that correct?" And she said, "Well, no, it's not that he doesn't like me. It's just sometimes I think I frustrate him." "Okay." And I said, "Now, I know you have two children, and I know that one of them is now a teenager, and the other one is somewhere in middle school. Is that right?" And she said, "Yep, that's right." I said, "Okay, I know that they're both girls, right?" "Yes, that's right." And I said, "So neither your teenager nor your middle school daughter like you. Is that correct? Am I understanding you correctly?" And she said, "Well, no, it's not exactly that they don't like me real. It's just that sometimes they're hard to deal with and sometimes they find me hard to deal with." "Oh, okay. So we've covered your immediate family. You have problems sometimes with all three, and they like you, and no doubt they love you, but we're talking about liking here, so all three of them like you. You have that going for you." And she said, "Oh, yeah, they like me, and I like them, and of course I love them." And I said, "I want you to stop and think with me a minute. We are on this thread because you entertained a thought that came into your mind that said, nobody in my family likes me." And I said, "Do you feel like that is an accurate statement?" And she said, no, not at all. It's not that they don't like me." And I said, "I know, it's relational issues, right?" And she said, "Yeah, we sometimes, like all people, don't get along." I said, "Okay, given the fact that you're a perfectly sane human being, what effect do you think it has on your mood, your mindset, and your feelings when you allow your mind to tell you, nobody in my family likes me. And she didn't even answer the question. She said, good grief. That was her response. Good grief. No wonder it gets me down. I said, yeah, it's not true, is it? And she said, no, it's not true. I would encourage you, as you begin to build this fortress in your mind to protect you from mental negativity that will surely affect your mood and your outlook, begin with asking yourself this question, is this true? If it's not true, then don't allow that thought thread to continue. If it's not true, it doesn't matter. And you're too smart and you have too much wisdom to give in to a line of thinking that begins from the very outset to be false, right? So don't allow that to take place. That's how you begin to build your bulwark. I would suggest that to you as a very first step in beginning to build the fortress of your mind.